And a very good morning. Welcome along to the Tuesday morning edition of Night Extra here on LBC with Steve Allen through till four.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I asked you if you've got a girlfriend. You said no. So, well, I said, have you got a boyfriend? Then I don't know about these things. I'm so naive.
Am I allowed to say, Jeremy?
Well, in that case, we better not. Oh, well, in that case, we've actually taken it out. What I said, Tony, because they pressed the profanity, and there I was chatting away to some lovely lady from She magazine. I said, never press the profanity, not us. No, no, no. And old Butcher's just done it. Tony, I had to take that out, mate. So, you can't say that, but what else do you want to tell us?
Listening to Night Extra on LBC. That disappeared rather quickly, didn't it, at the end? 27 minutes away from three.
Next on LBC, Thomas Fanshawe Boyd.
Shut up.
Good evening. I'm very annoyed. I'll tell you why later. But welcome to Nightline anyway.
Six:30, London News.
Seven:30 News from in and around London.
This is Brian Hayes on LBC. 5 and a half minutes past.
We're sorry we can't bring you the normal news bulletin at this time. That's because of a national protest by journalists against the decision not to show a documentary about Northern Ireland on BBC television. In the meantime, LBC will continue to bring you a full traffic, travel and weather service, and programming will continue normally where possible. The news will be back from midnight tonight. This is LBC.
First, though, after the main news summary at 8, a report from our aviation correspondent on the decision over Stansted. 261, medium wave, 97.3 VHF stereo. 24 hours a day, it's LBC.
The 8 o'clock news, this is Douglas Cameron.
The 1 o'clock news, this is Paul Woodley.